Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump recognized nearly 100 Purple Heart recipients at the White House today.
The Purple Heart dates back to August 7th, 1782. That's a long time, when General George Washington awarded a heart-shaped purple cloth to three soldiers for outstanding gallantry and service in battle.
He also made news before the ceremony when he said he would not require Vladimir Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a condition for his own meeting with Putin. The president today signed an executive order that could open the door to allowing Americans to use higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments as part of their 401k accounts. A judge ordered a two-week halt to construction at the Florida Immigration Detention Center known as Alligator Alcatraz, as environmental groups say the construction's violated environmental law. And two Pennsylvania state troopers injured in an ambush shooting late this morning. The shooter is dead. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. As Canadian wildfires burn, a Wisconsin lawmaker is joining the call for Canada to adopt better wildfire practices. State Representative Calvin Callahan, a Republican from Tomahawk, has signed on to a complaint submitted to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and the International Joint Commission. That commission mediates boundary water disputes between the U.S. and Canada. Canada's Natural Resources Department says wildfires are a global problem, worsened by climate change. Northwoods Congressman Tom Tiffany has called on the Trump administration to include wildfire management in tariff talks with Canada. Senator Tammy Baldwin pushed back on that idea yesterday. She pointed to other available channels, like the State Department. Three buildings on the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh campus will soon be coming down. The State Building Commission approved their demolition on Wednesday. Donner, Webster, and Radford Halls are considered, quote, beyond their useful lives. Two of the buildings are dorms. The third houses English department offices, a computer lab, and a health center. So the first phase of the project means renovating another space into a new clinic, so it can move out of one of the buildings that will be demolished. And once that's done, the demolition will begin. In place of the buildings, the campus plans to create a new green space and eventually make room for a future building. The entire project is expected to cost approximately $5.3 million. All three buildings were built in the 50s and 60s. They're named for prominent members of the Oshkosh community. I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4. After sweeping the Nationals, Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently 89 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, the weekend is almost here. We'll look at weekend activities across the state of Wisconsin and look at the news and the weird and wacky with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you. It is Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and a muggy night here in Northeast Wisconsin, at least, where we broadcast from. Hope you're having a great day, and hope you can leave the stresses of your day behind and join us for a couple hours of assjackery and fun, some laughs, some good guests. We do it all here at Nightlight every night from 6 to 8, and it is great to have you part of the show. Got a good question tonight. Lots of chances for you guys to weigh in with your thoughts on our question and some other content we will be discussing tonight. Really fun show. Craig Benzine is here tonight, folks. He also goes by the name Wheezy Waiter on YouTube. He's got over 1 million subscribers. Those aren't just people who watch, Conrad. Those are subscribers. You have to give your information. 1 million people have done that.
Well, you just click a button and then you're subscribed.
That's it?
Well, you have to make a YouTube account first, I guess.
Well, see, there you go.
And then you can just click the subscribe button.
Listen, I don't know why you're downplaying Craig's subscribers, but I think it's pretty impressive.
Are you one of them?
No. He doesn't need me. He doesn't have just like 1.3 million either. He's got like 1.2 million or something like that. Really talented guy. An actual influencer. Like, I could say I'm an influencer with my 300 Twitter followers, but, you know, of those, let's say 200 are bots, 40 are wannabe escorts or cam girls, 20 are, you know, people I don't really know. My point is I'm not influencing anybody. Craig, on the other hand, is an actual influencer, and he's a filmmaker, and he made a film called No Packers, No Life. And I've seen a chunk of it. It's really good, and it's really fun. It's about Japanese Packer fans, and he did this great documentary. These fans are so into the Packers, and they watch games that are on that have been recorded. They've already happened like years ago, and they will just sit and socially watch a pack. Now I love my teams. I'm not watching a Bears game, even from when they were good. I'm not sitting down and watching that.
You don't want to reminisce about the glory days?
I do that, but I'm not going to watch the whole game. Would you do that with a Packer game, start to finish?
I've watched a couple.
Oh, you need to get out more, dude. Anyway, it's impressive. It's a really fun film. Craig is the director, so he is an influencer, a director. He's also got quite an acting history, too. So he will be here tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. Can't think of a better guy to do that. And then at 7:35, we welcome Savannah Schindler. She is from Visit Beloit, and she's talking about this really cool tournament they have there. Remember what it's called, Conrad?
Coob.
It sounds like kind of elitist. When
sounds like a club.
Coob. We were calling it Cub.
The Coob Club.
Right. The Cub Club. The Cub Open. Cube Open. Sorry. It's not even Cube. It's not Cub. It's not Cube. It's Cube.
Cube.
Those crazy Norwegians.
Yeah.
That's how they talk. And it's a Norwegian game.
Yeah.
So there's a tournament in Beloit this Saturday night. Savannah will join us to talk about that. That'll be fun. And God, what else is going on? There's a lot. It is really sweltering outside.
Yeah, it was hot. You know, I went to the Packers practice this morning.
Yeah.
And I was sweating from the time I got out there to the time I left.
You know what the mistake you made was?
What's that?
You wore full pads.
Yeah.
You should not have done that.
I just wanted to be, just in case they needed me.
Krieger, get in there. You played football. You know, you're kind of a, not sturdy. What's the name? You're built. You're sound.
I think they would still kill me out there.
Of course they would. Yeah. But how long do you think you could hold your own? Like, let's say you're squaring off against, what's the center's name? Or the nose tackle? Edgerton or whatever?
If I'm, a fullback.
Yeah.
And I'm charged with protecting that running back. He's not getting protected.
Let's do this. Let's say, what position, if you had to go in for, like, let's say five plays, are you least likely to get the crap kicked out of you or to be conscious when you leave?
I would say, give me that quarterback position just so I can hand off the ball to Josh Jacobs and get out of the way.
But that, no, that doesn't count. You got to go, receiver, running back, line, and you got to play offense. You can't just sit back there in defense and hope nothing comes your way.
You know what? Anyone else is, offense?
What?
A kicker.
Punter.
I'm going to kick. Not make it. Definitely not make it, but I'll attempt.
All right, you're obviously dodging the question. I'm going to say, I think I would have a better chance as a lineman.
No.
Listen, if I get a handoff.
You get pancaked right away.
They would just push me aside, right? And I'd go down.
Well, you got to think off the line. They're going right after you too. Like, trying to get to that, you're toast.
Okay, but if I get a handoff, I'm probably going to die.
Okay,
or catch a pass over the middle. Are you kidding me? I think I'd rather take my chances on the line.
I think you go receiver and say, "Don't throw it to me.
Just drop it.
Just bat it away.
Play defense." You guys can weigh in on this if you want. 855-752-4842. Where would you go where you're least likely to get your butt kicked? I think line. You take a beating.
You would take a beating no matter what. No matter what position you play, you're going to get a beating.
But what I like about the line is they don't have much room to charge you. One step, and that's all they need. They're getting right past me. No question about that.
Yeah,
but they can't wind up. They can't get a 10-yard head start and just annihilate me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's all physics, buddy.
Yeah, no matter what, I think you're going to end up on the ground.
Right. Unless they just pick me up and launch me somewhere. All right, believe it or not, folks, this isn't all the show we have tonight. I mentioned our guests, and let's go to, I think without further ado, we should get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, it's National Sea Creature Serpent Day. So our question is, and this, I'm going to preface this by saying, water in deep, dark water freaks me out more than anything in the world. I don't like knowing what's under me, even if I could kick its ass. Even a trout, who I like my chances against, even though they're kind of the jerks of the fish world. No, what is below the surface of the water, always, it's the unknown. It's always freaked me out. So it's National Sea Serpent Day. What's the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real, to you? What freaks you out the most? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real? You can text us on our text line that I just gave you, or the app, very popular, the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, I highly recommend downloading it. It's very easy to use. You can take all your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts with you wherever you go. And now, Conrad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You can listen to Oldies. If you if you click on WGBW or WISS in the app, you'll get Oldies throughout the day.
Local news and timeless hits.
Local news. Actually, is it on Oshkosh or just Green Bay?
Just Green Bay.
Just Green Bay.
WISS right. is still primarily talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you get an option there. You know, I like my talker colleagues, but, you know, once in a while, you got to cleanse the palate and go with some oldies. They are fun to listen to. So download the app if you haven't, or you can drop us a comment on the stream. And that's today's question. What is the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real, in honor of National Sea Serpent Day? I did some research here. First of all, I know what mine is. It's a megalodon. Megalodons, there you go. If you're watching on the stream, that is... Those things could get up to 75 feet. I've heard, I don't know if this is urban legend or not, but that on occasion they would get up to 100 feet, almost as big as a blue whale. But they're man-eaters, they're sharks, and they pieced one together. In San Diego, there's a museum, I think just natural history, and they pieced together a megalodon, and it is impressive to look at. It was just huge, thick and long, and it was crazy. But they've always freaked me out. I don't like sharks to begin with, but a megalodon would definitely be mine. And I feel like they're extinct. And the science community seems pretty confident that they're extinct. And I tend to believe the science community most of the time. But I feel like there could be, still be one down there. How do they know? That's my point. Like, the ocean is so vast. How do you not know? How do you know there could be a megalodon down there?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
What's yours?
Matt, this goes back to... Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
And it's
the cartoon fish.
Yeah, it scared scared me when I was younger, and it's an angler fish. And later I found out it's a real fish. And I got a little picture on if you're looking on the
screen. They are ugly.
And they have a little lights on their head so they can kind of see in that deep dark water.
Yeah.
But look at those teeth. Like, those teeth are disgusting.
And that's deceiving because they get fairly big, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, this is
That looks like a guppy, but they can get pretty good size.
They look even nastier. Some of the other pictures I saw, they were too gruesome. I didn't want to scare anyone on the stream.
But, and here's what, and it's not even just like salt water, ocean or sea, even lake water. I don't like knowing what's under me in a lake because, and even in Wisconsin, a lot of these lakes are like, you don't know what a glacier dropped into those lakes.
You know, even a sturgeon, those things are nasty too.
They are. I don't think they can bite you. I mean, I suppose they could, but they are creepy looking.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking for, this is, all right, this kind of going off topic, but I was thinking about the fish fries and was, you know, in Green Bay. And if anyone knows a bluegill spot, please let me know. I love bluegill.
Thank you for derailing the whole show, Conrad, because of your wanton lust for a bluegill. Where the hell did that come from?
I was just thinking about fish. In Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to say a fish fry even freaks me out. They're freshwater.
No.
No, but because Jaws is based on a story where a 25-foot great white went in through a seaway and got into fresh water in New Jersey and ate people. And it lived in fresh water for quite a while. So water just freaks me out. I'm not a boatsman. I'm not a swimmer, per se. But ladies and gentlemen, let us know. Let's have some fun with this tonight. What sea creature... What is the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real, to you? It's National Sea Serpent Day. Let us know. We'll read your text on the radio. I have to say, I have a video poker app, and also on any sports app I used, I'm seeing all these ads for guys shaving their chests. Check out this life hack. And it's these guys with this new tool that shave their chest. Have you ever shaved your chest?
Never.
I feel like that's a new thing, and I don't consider myself an old school guy necessarily. Parts of me probably are, but like mostly, I'm contemporary. If I see a trend I like, I'll go with it. But these guys, everybody's shaving their chest. And I'm sick of watching, and you got to watch it for like 15 seconds before you can click out of it. So I feel like it's messing with me.
You know, this is what I'm going to let you know, all right? This is a little hack from me.
Okay.
If you're on your video poker app and you're sick of the ads,
yeah,
turn it on to airplane mode. You won't get the ads.
No, but I have to. It's online. The game is online.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a little hack for what the game I play.
Why don't you just stick to bluegill hacks, okay? it's the popcorn pick of the week tonight, folks. Craig Benzine will be here shortly to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Savannah Schindler joins us a little later. When we come back, we're going to read your texts. And I'm going to tell you about that show I've been teasing all week that I've been watching and I'm kind of addicted to. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Young man, next thing I remember, I was walking down the street. I was feeling all right, I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. Down along the avenue. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 706 cigars to choose from in a walk-in humidor. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. For the full experience, come to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Ave, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Down, down, down.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. So great to have you. It is a Thursday, folks. You're almost home. The weekend is right around the corner where you get to watch new movies and binge watch different TV than you've been watching. The weekend just presents so many opportunities when it comes to being a couch potato. I want to give a shout out to our next door neighbors before we proceed any further. Rise and Grind. First of all, this has stuck with me for a while. I love the name. That is a great name for a coffee shop. Rise and Grind, because that's what we do every day. We all grind. You grinded today over at the Packer practice field.
Yep, they put me in.
Yeah. So a shout out to Jocelyn, because I was in a hurry, and she brought my coffee over here and gave me Dubai chocolate, which is the greatest flavor of any. That might be the, that scoop of gelato might be the best meal I've ever had.
It looked pretty good.
It was delicious. And then the coffee she brought me, I did give her a Civic Media shirt.
Nice.
That didn't cost me anything, though. No, but the coffee she brought me, she put cinnamon in it.
Yeah, that's dynamite.
From going forward, that's all I'm going to put in my coffee is cinnamon. It tastes so good. And she was nice enough to tell me what, because I thought it was some weird flavor. And she goes, no, I just put cinnamon in it. Her husband said, I guess when she did that, like, she needs to serve coffee because she has that kind of a palate, I guess, for a... coffee creativity. It's dynamite, though. Thank you, Jocelyn. Thank you, Rise and Grind. Love the name. And the other night I stopped. I was going to get a gelato on my way home. There's like a line out the door. So I thought, well, you know, it'll be dark by the time I get out of here. So I didn't get it, but really good stuff. All right. So our question of the night, folks, you know, first of all, I want to talk about this show because I've been kind of teasing it all week. And I might have mentioned it, but Dexter, really good show. The first two seasons are, the writing is, it's outstanding. And it's one of those shows that, like, when you watch it, like, I love the first season. It's about a guy, for those of you who don't know, he's a serial killer, but he controls his urges and he works for a police department analyzing blood splatter at crime scenes. So he knows his stuff and he only kills people that, like, get away with horrible crimes. So he kind of channels his urges, and that's the story. So most of the people he kills, you're kind of rooting for him. It's a bit morbid, but the writing is really good. And in the second season, I had so much faith in the writing of the show based on the first show. I thought, I trust them. I know this is going to be awesome. I don't know where this is going. And it really delivered. And I'm in season three right now, and Jimmy Smits is, I think they're going to make him the bad guy. He's not yet, but I don't know. But if any of you are watching Dexter or have watched Dexter, I'm very late to the party. I know that. Feel free to share your thoughts. And I know Lisa Hale has watched the show. We're going to have her on to discuss the show. I think she said she's watched it all the way through more than once. So we'll have that discussion with Lisa at some point, but she's on vacation this week. So let me know if you're watching Dexter, if you shave your chest. You can also weigh in on whether or not, what position, if you had to play offense in the National Football League. And this kind of goes hand in hand with our first guest, Craig Benzine, because we'll talk about his movie, No Packers, No Life. But what position would you pick where you think you are least likely to take a butt kicking? I say the line. You didn't really say, you said kicker. You kind of evaded the question.
Punter.
Okay.
Long snapper. He can't be touched.
Well, he can be touched after he snaps the ball. He's getting touched one way or the other.
I'll pick long snapper.
All right. I feel like after you hike it, the guy could just push your head right into the ground.
Well, there's rules.
All right. Our question is, what's the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real? It's National Sea Serpent Day. Let us know your thoughts, folks. We'll go to some of our social media texts here. We got Conrad Krieger, anglerfish, very creepy. Daniel Wheeler, creature from the Black Lagoon. That is a creepy creature. He said, pretty much ruined swimming in lakes for me. After seeing that, a simple brush of some underwater algae against my leg, and I started crying. But it gave him a morbid sense of humor, and he is an artist and makes really cool, creepy stuff. So I would say it paid dividends for you, Daniel, down the road. As scared as you might have been as a kid. I do remember that. I was scared of that, too. I say Megalodon. They could still exist. Why not? We don't know what's down there. Our pal Mike Desitel says, without a doubt, at least in my book, the creepiest has to be the blobfish. Oh, those are creepy. And he posted a picture on the internet. There you go. That looks like a guy.
Yeah.
Looks like a guy who, like, works at an auto parts store.
That's
really...
That looks like, you know, like a cartoon or something. Like, it doesn't look real.
I just realized what I said could be construed as me ripping on people who work in auto parts stores. But if I go in to ask for a car part or I need a new wiper or whatever, I want the guy working at the auto store to look like a blob. I don't want to go in there and have a guy that looks like Brad Pitt. I'll think that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's too handsome. But if it looks like that blobfish you just had up there, I think this guy probably knows auto parts.
So this guy knows auto parts?
That guy knows. He knows his stuff. Yeah.
All right.
And then Mike gave all these soft body, flabby skin, weak bones, and few muscles, lack of buoyancy, no swim bladder. So they float with the ocean's currents, passive behavior. They sit on the ocean floor and wait for prey to drift into their mouths. Really gross. I take it back. They're the jerks of the sea. But they know their auto parts.
Yeah.
Dan Davies says, one of my uncles saw a creepy-looking mermaid off the coast of Key West in the early 1980s. It was either that or a floating marijuana bale. I think it's probably the marijuana bale. Just guessing. There could be a mermaid, though. Going to the text line here. Let's get Conrad's dad's text in. Steve from Florida says, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. There you go, Daniel. Epic movie from 1954. The cool thing is that the movie was filmed not too far from where we live now in Ocala, Silver Springs, Florida. Happy swimming, Steve. All right, we're coming right back with the popcorn pick of the week and filmmaker and influencer Craig Benzine. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Need to breathe in more of that secondhand smoke.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Be safe playing in the water this summer. Melissa Kay has more.
With an estimated 4,000 fatal drownings that happen each year in the U.S., it's important to understand that drowning doesn't look like you think it does.
It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley, trauma registrar at Aspirus Health and team leader of the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He says a drowning person likely won't be able to yell or wave for help.
They can't breathe, so they can't make noise. So they're not going to be screaming like we think that they are.
Fraley explains that a person who is drowning is usually in an upright position, but not able to keep their head high enough to keep their mouth above the water.
The most that you probably noticed was that the person's just not connected to anything. You know, they may be looking in the wrong direction. They don't seem like they're focused on anything. Maybe their eyes are closed. Maybe their head is tilted back. Trying to gasp for air, but they're not able to interact or even really kind of understand what's going on.
It's important to act quickly when someone is in distress. Fraley says you only have about 20 to 60 seconds before they slip underneath the water, but it's also important to not put yourself at risk.
You don't want to get, you know, too close to the person so that they grab onto you and pull you down. You want to try and get behind them. First and foremost, you want to go out there with some sort of a device that they can grab onto instead of grabbing onto you.
Acting quickly can help prevent a tragedy, but the rescuer shouldn't put themselves at risk. Knowing where rescue aids are located can help save valuable time in a drowning emergency, and knowing what to look for can help save lives.
I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tulsa King is somehow still in the air, and we'll get a season 3. Half kidding. It's a good guilty pleasure if sometimes you just need to watch good, bad TV and can still stomach Sylvester Stallone. The trailer for the new season is available now. In season 3, Stallone will look much different as he ran out of steroids. It's possible. It's not all bad, though. Samuel Jackson is part of the cast for the new season. Season 3 of Tulsa King drops September 21st on Paramount+. The practice of using loud noises to scare wolves away from cattle is not new. Practice of using an Oscar-nominated film to do so, however, is. It's called Wolf Hazing and oftentimes involves a loudspeaker that broadcasts gunshots or fireworks. According to the New York Post, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to help protect cattle and keep predatory wolves away, is now using scenes from the film Marriage Story that involve shouting and arguing, which reminds me, I need to call my wife. What they should really do is show Rob Schneider movies, which will just put both species to sleep. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently 89 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Maura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show.
I know you know Gordon Lightfoot's song about the Edmund Fitzgerald, but do you know the real story? Tom Nelson's going to tell us.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. Time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome, folks. Welcome back. This is the Popcorn Pick of the Week. That must mean it's Thursday at 6:35 here at Nightlight. Great to have you with me. And I'm very excited to welcome my next guest, who I wanted to have on the show, with or without the Popcorn Pick of the Week, because he's got a lot going on. He is a YouTube influencer who goes by the name Wheezy Waiter, and he has over 1 million subscribers. Conrad, not just people who tune in and listen occasionally. Subscribe. They go the extra mile. And he is now a director and goes by the name of Craig Benzine, and he just made a film called No Packers, No Life. We'll talk about that, too. We'll talk about all of it after we make the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Craig, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And if I can say this to another man in the most heterosexual way possible, that beard is looking really handsome, buddy. It looks much better than last time, and it looked dynamite last time.
Hey, well, thank you. I put a little beard oil in it before this.
Oh, is that the secret? So, I like it.
Well, I also showered as well.
Oh, there you go. I knew it was something. It all helps. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I heard earlier you were talking about shaving your chest.
That's the thing. Their ads are all over the place. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen them, but yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, I have shaved my chest in the past for charity. Friends of mine who are also YouTubers, the Vlog Brothers, they do a thing every year called Project for Awesome. And I shaved P4A into my chest, Project for Awesome.
Oh, wow.
And then just to help raise money. And then after that, I shaved it all off. And it was terrible. It was so itchy. It was almost painful, as it was growing back.
Is it just itchy when it's growing back in, or is it just a different thing?
I think it didn't take very long, probably a day before it started to get really itchy and painful, a little painful. So, so I do not recommend it. I absolutely do not recommend it.
I hope whatever charity it was appreciated your efforts and your discomfort. Before we get to popcorn, Craig, do you have a sea creature that creeps you out?
I also heard you talking about that, and I thought about it, and I guess... I have two answers. One, if you're in the water, anything brushing up against your leg is going to be very creepy. I don't think it does not matter what it is.
True.
And two, I just gotta go shark. I gotta go classic because that, I feel like I'm more likely to encounter a shark than like an anglerfish or something weird under the water, you know. And it will also murder me. So
it's true. Yeah. Like, even when you're in a pool and someone does a goof and grabs your leg with their hand, you immediately think fish or killer, even though you're in a chlorinated public pool or something. It's just a terrible feeling.
What you can't see is most terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great choice. I think shark is a safe bet. All right. So let's talk about movies and movie snacks. Craig, you're a movie maker now too. And you may have made movies before that I can't remember, but I know you've acted. You've been around the business a long time. How do you like to watch movies? Are you a theater guy? Do you like to watch them at home?
I mean, I will watch them any way I can. I'll watch them on the phone if I have to, but theater is the preferred for sure. Absolutely. Theater with a full crowd. Like, I love the hype. I love when everyone's like really excited about a movie. If it's an opening night, that to me is the best scenario for a movie.
I totally agree with you. And it's that shared experience. It's that, like, when you're all, you know, because everybody in there, regardless of their background or whatever, is there and typically excited to see this film together. That's what's so fun about it. And even I thought it was really cool. Even like Top Gun Maverick, I wasn't a huge Top Gun fan, but that first time everybody went back into the theaters and Tom Cruise gave that little message, I was like, all right, here we go. Let's watch a movie, you know?
Yeah. And I thought that was a good movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
And it was a packed crowd. And maybe that's why I liked it, because it was a packed crowd. I don't know.
Yeah, that can help for sure. All right. So do you have a typical, like, do you have a genre you favor, Craig?
Well, I mean, I feel like there's great examples of every genre, but if I have to choose, I'm probably going to go with either sci-fi or action comedy. You ever seen The Nice Guys?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
What's another good example? Beverly Hills Cop or something like that. Like, an action comedy to me is the easiest thing in the world to watch. I will always enjoy that. I'll always be in the mood for it.
I agree, but I think they're hard to pull off. I think they're hard to do properly.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can be really bad, you know, but the ones that are done well are really good. And I'll give you an example. Like, Lethal Weapon, I think, when that came out, I think that was trying to be funny at times, but I don't know if you've seen it recently or ever seen it, but it doesn't, to me, didn't really hold up. I was watching it with my son about a year ago, and there's a scene where, you know, Mel Gibson is undercover. It's towards the end of the movie. They're going after the bad guys. They're on Hollywood Boulevard, tons of people around, and he has his shirt open and, like, khaki pants on, and he's carrying, like, an AR something or other, and he's like, excuse me, and the cops are like, let him through. They don't even know he's a cop. And it's like, we know he is, but he's just a guy walking through the crowd with a semi-automatic. So sometimes I laugh for the wrong reasons.
I did actually watch that recently as well. And I don't think it held up, because at the end, the bad guy and Mel Gibson encounter each other. They don't really know each other, but they for some reason have to have a fist fight. So they... And the cops, Danny Glover is like holding back the cops. No, they have to fist fight. We can't arrest him now. Let's let them have their fight. Like, that was really dumb.
I totally agree with you. And I remember when it came out in 87, and I was working the door at this club in Chicago, and the head door guy went and saw it. And he said, dude, you got to see this movie. Like, it was his religion. And I went and saw it, and I liked it. I didn't even notice that stuff. And now I'm like, what the hell was the matter with 19-year-old me? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I think at the time it was pretty new and novel kind of idea to have like a violent, funny movie like that.
Good point. Yeah. A suicidal cop who's kind of on the edge, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so you like theaters, you like, what is your, Craig, do you have a favorite snack when you watch movies, either in the theater or at home, and do they differ depending on where you watch movies?
Well, it's definitely, at the theater, it's Nestle's Bunch of Crunch. I always go for Nestle's Bunch of Crunch.
Conrad, who gave you Bunch of Crunch earlier this week as a gift?
You know, I've never tried it before that, and those...
Delightful.
They were addicting.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Sometimes,
great choice.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't need all that sugar. I'll just have half of it. I always eat the whole box because I can't stop. I love Nestle's Bunch of Crunch. At home, I don't have Nestle's Bunch of Crunch around, so probably I don't know. It's just whatever is convenient.
You don't keep a candy counter at your home, Craig?
No, but that's a great idea.
Why not? Yeah, I think we eat a little healthier at home typically, or you could actually make dinner and watch something at home, which is nice too. So, all right, you're a director now. You made this great film. When did movies become kind of magical to you, Craig? Or when did you decide you were in awe of movies?
Oh, very, very young. I've loved, I don't even know if I remember. I think my earliest memory of truly loving movies is probably watching Indiana Jones on TV with my dad.
Oh, nice.
Like, that was probably Like I remember multiple times because my dad's a real rewatcher. So whenever it was on, like we'd watch Indiana, and I'd always try to stay up late enough to see the whole movie.
Yeah, nice.
That's probably one of my earliest memories of watching. And ever since, I mean, I've always loved movies. And when I was in grade school and high school, I would make little home movies and edit them using two VCRs because that was the only way to do it back then.
Right.
pretty much my whole life I've loved movies.
Wasn't it great too when there was only like four channels or maybe a couple UHF channels too? It was always a thrill when a movie that you saw in the theater was on TV. It's like, I get to watch it again. Like, we're so spoiled now. I can watch anything I've ever seen in my life a couple clicks. You know what I mean?
And I feel like back then every movie was precious. And now I see this array of movies and I'm like, none of these look good. Right. You know, like, so spoiled.
It's another Gerard Butler movie. Okay, sure. Let's go with that. Yeah. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a movie cocktail that you prefer?
A drink?
Yeah.
Well, at home, it'll just be the traditional old fashioned, not the Wisconsin old fashioned, I lived in Chicago for a while. I grew up in Wisconsin, but when I moved to Chicago, I discovered that an old fashioned everywhere else in the world is different than it is in Wisconsin.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. There's no soda in it. There's no, it's just whiskey, bitters, and orange and sugar, basically.
That sounds delicious too. But what you sound like you prefer the Chicago one. Do you have a preference?
Yeah, I definitely prefer that because I feel like the Wisconsin one's too sweet. It's too
sweet. Interesting. Okay.
But I'll have it once in a while.
Yeah. It's interesting. Chicago is my hometown and I spent years and years there as an adult and I don't think I've ever had that. I think I've only had the Wisconsin old fashioned and now I probably wouldn't like anything else, you know? Like,
I think when Wisconsin people go order an old fashioned somewhere else, they're like, "What? You forgot to make it all. What are you doing?"
And the bartender's just scratching his head like, "Okay." Have you ever snuck booze or food into a movie theater, Craig?
Are there cops listening?
I think the statute of limitations is long gone, for what it's worth.
I mean, yes, absolutely. I have. Yes.
Anything in particular?
Probably something like vodka because it was easy hide, you know?
Yeah. Is this not, young Craig?
No color.
How far back are you going?
Again, are there cops? younger than I'd like to admit, probably.
Okay. So that's fair. I still sneak candy in sometimes, like the movie theater. If I'm at a hometown movie theater, a local Joe with his theater, I spend the money there. But like some of these mega chains that are just trying to bleed you, forget it. You know, they're shaking you down for money.
Oh, yeah. I will. Yeah, I'll definitely sneak in sometimes. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Please finish.
Especially for our daughter who might want some.
Oh, there you go. How old is your daughter? Yeah.
She's 7.
Oh, so you've seen your share of kid stuff, too. That's great.
Yeah.
It's a fun age. Fun age for movie watching when you get down on their level and watch their films too.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes she has a hard time sitting there the whole time, but we're working on it.
All right. I think Conrad, what do you think? Are we ready? We have enough information from Craig. We think we can get an accurate. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Benzine is here, AKA Wheezy Waiter on YouTube. And he is a filmmaker and the director of No Packers, No Life. He has dropped by tonight to give us his popcorn pick of the week. And I think we are ready for that pick. Conrad, if you please. Mr. Benzine, shoot.
Logan Lucky.
Logan Lucky?
Yes. And I picked that. Do you know this movie?
I don't think. I'm going to the IMDb right now.
I'm picking it specifically because it should be known more than it is.
Oh, Logan Lucky. Yes, this is the Logan Run remake, right?
No.
Oh, it's
no,
not?
No, not a Logan Run remake. It's a heist movie made by Steven Soderbergh, starring Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, Seth MacFarlane's in it.
Oh my gosh!
Daniel Craig plays an American with a Southern accent.
Wow! I am watching this tonight. I don't know how this slipped under my radar.
It is, it is an incredible. So Steven Soderbergh, the director of.
Hey, Craig, hold that thought. Yeah. We'll pick up. Okay. We're going to do a really short break. We'll come back and get your thoughts. The popcorn pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Craig Benzine, Logan Lucky. We're going to talk about it right after this quick break on Nightlight with Peach Wava. I want you, baby. My sugar boo. I'm levitating.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wava. Coming up in hour number two, folks, at 7:35. Savannah Schindler will be here. She is from Visit Beloit, and she is their PR person. And we're going to talk about a yard game, a lawn game, if you will, that they're having a big tournament down there. It's called Cube, Conrad. Cube, not Cube.
Cube.
Cube. And it's a fun lawn game. We'll talk about that if you're up for a road trip and a lawn game that requires absolutely no athleticism. We'll do that. Our question of the night is, what is your most feared underwater sea serpent or sea creature? It could be real or mythical. You got to get your text in because at 7:35, we have pre-recorded content. We already interviewed Savannah, so we'll have to finish reading texts by the bottom of next hour. So get those in. And we'll read those right now. Joining me over the stream is influencer director Craig Benzine. Craig just made his popcorn pick of the week. It's Logan Lucky, and it's a comedy crime drama. Craig, sticking with what you said, was your favorite genre, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much is. It's like, I would call it kind of an action comedy, more on the, it's more like a heist.
Yeah.
Heist film. But also pretty heavy on the comedy. It's Steven Soderbergh, who directed one of the classic heist movies, Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
And he,
Black Bay,
yeah. his newest movie, which I liked.
Great.
But this is another heist movie that he did, but this one, it takes place in Virginia, and it's more of a, it's a smaller kind of heist. I mean, it's a big heist, but it's a smaller feeling film than Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
But it's really good. It's real. I don't know how anyone would dislike this movie. It's just funny and just fun.
This is every once in a while I get a popcorn pick of the week where I go, I'm watching that tonight because it kind of flew under my radar. I do remember this movie, but I don't know why I never saw it. It got outstanding reviews, 92% from critics on Rotten Tomatoes with 288 reviews and an audience score a little less, 75%, but still very respectable, which probably tells me the ending is kind of cool, that not everybody like totally approved of it. So the audience wasn't quite there with the critics, but that makes me want to watch it even more. That's a great choice.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it didn't get the attention it deserved.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing it up.
Steven Soderbergh, great director. And that's a great choice. Yeah. Craig Benzine. Thank you very much. All right. If you can stick with us after the news, I'd love to get into, do a deep dive on No Packers, No Life.
Sure.
But right now I am so amazed at what you've been able to do on the internet. You know, your Wheezy Waiter persona on YouTube, you have 1 million+ subscribers. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, not just like 1.3 million, you're like at 1.2 million, like you're handsomely past 1 million. That's very impressive.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. How do you, and you do such different videos. Like you have your parents incorporated in some, that's a very funny video. Your wife, I saw you singing a song about bananas. Like,
many years ago, but yeah.
How did you think of the persona and what got you into that?
So I was waiting tables in Chicago, back in 2005 through 2007 ish.
Okay.
I went to school at UW-Madison for communication arts, radio, television, film, and I knew how to edit. I as I said, I grew up like making movies and stuff, and I felt like I wasn't using my skills. I was waiting tables. I was in a band. I was kind of pursuing the band thing.
Wow.
And I thought, and in the back of my mind, I always thought, what if I just video on the internet was very early.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about YouTube. I was thinking about just putting video on the internet somehow. And, and I thought like, what if I made a movie every day or something? That was just an idea I threw around. And, so I eventually just started. I just started like making ridiculous things very, very early. And, didn't stop for many years, just making ridiculous videos and kind of slowly grew an audience through. I mean, there were several lucky breaks and things that happened along the way, but I slowly grew an audience. I never really went viral early on. I just sort of continued making ridiculous things over and over and over again for a long time.
Do you still do that?
Well, nowadays, so like in 2018, there was kind of a shift in my content because the ridiculous things weren't paying the bills anymore, really.
Okay.
the internet changed. Internet video changed. The expectation of what it should be changed.
Hmm.
And then I just had this idea in the back of my mind. So around 2018, I had around 500,000 subscribers. So after like many years of just grinding, you know, and I had this idea in the back of my mind that I was going to do like a longer thing that was like a month long experience that I could like document, like round, like film myself periodically throughout the month doing something and then document it, whatever it is. And I tried the idea that I think it was the second attempt of a longer video. I did, my wife and I quit Added Sugar for a month.
Oh, I remember. I watched that one. Yeah. That was great.
And that video is by far my most successful video. It has, right now it has 12 million views.
Gosh.
And that changed everything. So after that, I did more long form things like that ever since. And then my channel, which was kind of stuck at around 500,000 for a long time, that's when it started to grow more and got up to where we are today.
That's so cool that you like changed everything and it doubled your, I mean, cause it probably could have gone the other way. So, I mean, tip of my hat to you. That's incredible. So, all right, we have to do the news. When we come back, we're going to talk about Craig's film, No Packers, No Life. I got to interview Craig about the film on PBS Wisconsin before the Wisconsin Film Festival. It's such a fun movie. There's Packers. There are Japanese Packer fans. There's roller coasters, all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about that after the news. And I might have one more question for you about Wheezy Waiter, too. So we'll get into all that in Act Two. Intermission is up next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. All expansion of a new immigration detention facility nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz in Florida has been stopped by a federal judge for at least 14 days. Opponents say the camp threatens to harm the fragile ecosystem of the Everglades. Effects of President Trump's new tariffs is so far inconclusive, say analysts like Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
I'm curious whether the impact on consumers is going to be just delayed or completely avoided. So far, so good when it comes to price hikes. We really haven't seen the kind of price increases that we feared.
So far, Russian President Putin isn't signaling that he's willing to come to a President Trump proposed meeting with the U.S. leader and Ukraine's president. International condemnation of Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying that he's considering having Israeli troops occupy all of Gaza, but not permanently, only until a non-Hamas, non-military Arab government can be set up. This is ABC News.